Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
My name's Elsie. Joe, have you been to Tainan?
Yes, I've been to Tainan many times.
Many times? So what do you think about the city?
I think it's beautiful. There's, you know, a lot of history there、mm-hmm. that they keep alive.、There's also the modern parts of the city. It's、
yeah.
close to the sea. It's the old capital of、
right.
Taiwan. So it's got a lot going for it, and I love visiting
yes. it. Yes, it used to be the center of Taiwan, and there are a lot of tourists.Attractions like Chikan Tower, Chikan Lou. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it and I've been there a few、
Good.
Times actually. I've walked around that whole area. It's like a historic district or area of the city.
I have never been there actually.
Oh, really? Okay, you should go. You should go there and、
I、
check、
will.
It out.
Okay, anyways, today we're going to talk about a specific place in Tainan called Xishu. There is a culture project.Aiming to rebuild this community.
Okay, so let's go ahead and learn all about this、mm-hmm. project and go through today's lesson.
Reading. Culture Project aims to rebuild Xishu community.The small community of Xishu in Tainan is going through a revival. Like most places in Taiwan, its population is aging rapidly. The town's economy, centered on fishing and farming, is also not enough to support new generations there. However, a new project could change that. The Xishuji Granny's Cultural Creative Project.Is trying to breathe new life into Xishu. The project engages mainly elderly people in the community, especially women. Each month, there is a market in which locals can sell three different kinds of handmade bags. The bags are either shaped like fish, vegetables, or hongguai cakes. In addition to the bags,The project included a large outdoor painting in the town. The painting is meant to show a dinner party in the 1960s. The town's elderly people gave artists advice on how best to illustrate the scene accurately. Thanks to the project, Xishu now has tourism too. Most importantly, the town's grannies say the project has given them purpose and enriched their lives.
All right, our article starts off today by saying the small community of Xishu in Tainan、
mm-hmm.
is going through a revival. So this is a community.
Yes.
A community is just an area. It's made up of people and things and buildings. It's an area of a city or a town. Okay,、
mm-hmm.
so that's what a community is, part of a city or a town.
Yes.
And it's going through a revival.
Revival.
Revival just means...Something old is being made new again、
mm-hmm.
or it's coming back in some way. So if a community is going through a revival, it means it's becoming stronger. People、
yes.
are getting excited about、
mm-hmm.
it again and perhaps visiting more often too.
Yes, community 就是社区的意思啦。台南喜树这个社区啊正在经历改变。What kind of change is the community going through? It's going through a revival. A revival, as Joe said, is a new presentationof something old, 也就是复兴、复苏的意思。
Like most places in Taiwan, its population is aging rapidly.
Mm-hmm. Right. The population in Taiwan is becoming old very fast. It's because our, birth rate is getting lower and lower. On the other hand, it also shows that our healthcare is getting better and better. I remember Taiwan's healthcare is ranked maybe pretty high in the world. Maybe it's top five.
I remember seeing somewhere that it was number three
number
in the three, world. So、
wow.
you're right, top five、
mm-hmm.
in the whole world. That's
good.
Pretty good. Now, the town's economy, centered on fishing and farming, is also not enough to support new generations. So we're talking、
oh.
about the economy here. The economy is related to the way that people make money.、
Mm-hmm.
So it's about jobs, it's about industry,、
mm-hmm.
everything like that. And it's centered on fishing and farming. This just means fishing and farming is the main focus of the economy. That's what most people's jobs are. They are fishermen or people who...
Farmers. Yes. So no wonder they need revival of the community, right? So center, 当名词来用的时候是中心，那当动词来用的时候是以某市为中心。So if a town, a city, or even a country's economy, 经济 is centered on fishing and farming, the young generation of it will start to go to other places to search for a job.
Yeah, from places like this, young people will often want to go to the city, and because there's more people there, perhaps there's more opportunities.
Yeah, more opportunities.
So that's why they need this revival there in Shishu. Now, the next sentence in the article says, however, a new project could change that.
Wow, good to hear that. What is the project about?
Okay, let's learn about this project. The Shishiji Granny's Cultural Creative Project is trying to breathe new life into Shishu. It's a cultural project, so that just means it has to do with the culture of a place. And culture is a big word. It can mean like the arts in a place, the songs, the writing.
Or even the people.
Even the people. Anything that the people do in a specific place can be related to culture.
Yes. Cultural, 在文章当中看到的这个字呢是形容词文化的。那如果你看到的字是 culture, C-U-L-T-U-R-E, culture, 就是名词文化。Here in the sentence, we see the phrase to breathe new life into a place. What does it mean? Let's go to our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
So, what do you think our company's next project should be?
I want to buy that old factory downtown.
Why? It's falling apart.
I think we can breathe new life into it.
Breathe new life? It's a building. It's not alive.
To breathe new life into something means to make it like new again.
Gotcha.Breathe new life into something is 为什么注入活力
Exactly. I think we can fix the building up and breathe new life into it. Who knows? We could turn it into a museum.
Wow, just like that old car you bought and repaired?
Yes, I breathed new life into that.
Oh, and when you got back with your ex-wife and married her?You breathe new life into that.
Can we talk about breathing new life into business?
All right, that was our shortcut for you all about breathing new life into a place. So to make that place new and exciting and fresh again.
Yes, so Shishu, Granny's Cultural Creative Project. I know in Chinese it is called Shishiji because the name...Shishiji is almost the same as the community's name, Shishu. Are you confused?
I'm a little bit confused.
But why is it related to grannies, where we can also call them grandmas?
All right, let's find out. It says the project engages mainly elderly people in the community, especially women.
So elderly people means people who are...
They are old, but we don't say that to them. You don't say, man, you're old. It's considered
rude. We call them elderly
people. Elderly people, older people, and mostly women as well. So that's why it's related to grannies, as the project is called, or grandmas of older women.
Yeah, I see. It's a project for elderly people, 长辈, to join, and especially female elderly people, 也就是像是奶奶啦,或是阿嬷,这些长辈。
All right, it sounds like a very, very interesting, very good project.
I'm curious about it.
Let's learn some more about it.
Okay.
Each month, there is a market in which locals can sell three different kinds of handmade bags.
Three different kinds? Do these three different kinds of bags represent their community, or they can create any kind of bags they want?
Well, the bags are either shaped like fish, vegetables, or hongwei cakes. Okay, so three different kind of products that are... related to the area, mm-hmm. I guess. Remember, the people there used to be fishermen or farmers, so that's mm-hmm. why we have fish and vegetables. I'm curious about these cakes, though.
Yeah, I know, of course you know fish, mm-hmm. you know vegetables, mm-hmm. but do you know ang ku kwe?
And I said that completely wrong. I'm so glad you're here to correct that.
Yeah, I said it in Taiwanese, actually.
Ang
ku kwe, can you repeat?
Ang ku kwe.
Okay, it's a
something
kind of
like
cake,
that.
And it's soft, and you can maybe eat something salty inside.
Ah, okay, yeah. Sounds delicious, actually.
So, cool, they are traditional foods from this place.
Okay, so they are keeping the culture alive
yes.
in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in addition to the bags, the project included a large painting outdoor in the town. Okay,
wow.
A large painting. So again, this is related to culture. Mm-hmm. It's art.
Yeah. Besides the bags, there is a large painting. What is the painting about?
The painting is meant to show a dinner party in the 1960s. So they're going back into the past and mm-hmm. Showing what a dinner party might have looked like back then.
Okay, you mean the reason why there is a large painting is that they want to show a dinner party in the 1960s. So mean here, M-E-A-N, 是代表意味的意思。那动词三态复习一下。Mean, meant, be meant to do something, 也就是某事物的用意为何的意思啦。
The town's elderly people gave artists advice on how best to illustrate the scene accurately, okay? So they did, mm-hmm. they gave them some advice. They said, oh, you should do it this way, or mm-hmm. this is how we used to have a dinner party. This is what it looked like.
Yep, so the elderly people are the ones that give advice. 长辈给艺术家们建议啊，要如何精准地呈现当时的场景。Advice, 意见、忠告是一个不可数名词哦。所以呢，如果我们要有一个意见、一则意见的话，我们就说 a piece of advice。那它的动词呢，我们说 advice 也一样，但是拼的时候要小心 ，advise, advice。And we see the word illustrate.
Yes, that's right. If you illustrate something, it means you are drawing something to show the way that something is or the way that something was in the past. That's what they're doing here. They are illustrating a dinner party from the 1960s. So they are making a drawing of that. So it might be a drawing of people around a dinner table, mm-hmm. dishes on the table, everybody enjoying food and drinks. So to illustrate means to make a drawing of something.
Right, to illustrate 就是用插画或绘画的方式来呈现某个事物。那我们通常在 picture books, 童书绘画本上面会看到呢 illustrator, I-L-L-U-S-T-R-A-T-O-R, illustrator 就是插画家的意思。And here we see the word accurately 是明确精准的。那它是一个副词哦，如果你要把它变作形容词的话，记得字尾 ly 去掉 ，accurate 精准的、明确的。And thanks to the project, 喜树 now has tourism too.
That's
right?
right. Now they have tourism, so now that means people are going to 喜树, they are visiting the place, hopefully spending some money there, improving the economy, and improving people's lives in general.
Exactly. Without the project, 喜树 might have become a dead town.
Yes, if a town is dead, it doesn't mean like all the people there are dead or no longer
no,
living.
No, it doesn't mean that.
It just means there are no jobs, there's no opportunities, mm-hmm. and say the young people all want to leave and go to bigger cities, places
yes.
with more jobs, more opportunities, and things like that. So it might have become a dead town, but thankfully it is still very much alive.
Right.
Now, most importantly,The town's grannies say the project has given them purpose and enriched their lives. If something enriches your life, it means it improves it in mm-hmm. some way, it makes it better, or it makes it more full. In this case, it means it gave the grannies like some purpose. It gave them
yeah.
something to do, something mm. to look forward to, and a way to have some fun and be together as well.
Yes, that sounds good for them. Enrich 是让某事物变得丰富的意思。大家如果把字首 en 遮起来，看到 rich 这个字是富有的，对不对？那字首加上 en 变作一个动词，使某事物变得丰富。So thanks to the project, they have a goal and a better life.
That's right. So it's done a lot of good things for the town. I think a lot of the small towns
mm-hmm.
around the country, around Taiwan, they can learn from this because they are facing the same problems. People are getting older. Young people in small towns might want to leave. So they need to find a way to get people to stay and to make the communities better and, as we said, to enrich their lives.
Yes.
So this is a very good story, a very good example, the town of Xishu, and we've learned a lot about it. We're almost out of time for today, but before we leave you, let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, today on the program, we've been talking about a small town, an aging community, which of course just means most of the people there would be elderly. Perhaps most of the people are, like, say, in their 60s or 70s and even older. So this can be a problem for some small towns because when the older generation passes on, perhaps the young people won't want to stay. And then we have, as we said, a dead town, a town that no longer exists.
But there is a project that's helping them.
That's right. There is a project that is helping them to revive the town.
Yeah.
Remember that word, revive, to bring something back, present it in a new way. So that's the chat question for today. How would you help a small, aging community? Please explain.
As an English teacher, I would probably start to teach the elderly people English to prepare them for foreign tourists.
Oh, that's a good idea. Because,
right?
Yes, they will not only have tourists from Taiwan.
Yeah.
Hopefully foreigners like me will come there and they will need some information in English.
Yeah, so take this Xishu community as an example. If the elderly could speak English, they might be able to sell their bags to foreigners or even to foreign countries.
That would be good. That would be good for their business. They could sell not only to people here, but all over the world.
Yeah, in this way, they can make people around the world know more about their town and their city, also Taiwan.
Exactly. It could become like a global place. People, like a tourist center.
A global tourist attraction.
A global tourist attraction. So that's a very excellent way to help them.
Yeah.
If I was going to help them, well, perhaps I could expand on that. I could help them market the town. You know, a lot of these tourist places, they will have a website that shows lots of very nice pictures of the attractions and things like that. Maybe I could do some writing for the website to present it in an entertaining way and get people to want to visit this place. I think they're doing a very good job on their own already. These grannies, they're very determined, they're very hard-working, industrious people, and they are working very hard to keep their community alive. So we can help them, but they're doing a very good job of helping themselves as well. So you guys can have a chat about this as well. There are a number of small communities around Taiwan facing the same situation of people
getting older.
Yeah, graying or aging populations, as we say. How can we help them to stay alive, and how can we help them help themselves?
It's your turn to think about it.
That's right. It's your turn to have a think about this. As for us, we're done thinking. We're out of here. We're out of time. Until next time, for English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Elsie. Bye.
Goodbye.
Culture Project aims to rebuild Xishu community. The small community of Xishu in Tainan is going through a revival. Like most places in Taiwan, its population is aging rapidly. The town's economy, centered on fishing and farming, is also not enough to support new generations there. However, a new project could change that. The Xishiji Granny's Cultural Creative Project is trying to breathe new life into Xishu. The project engages mainly elderly people in the community, especially women. Each month, there is a market in which locals can sell three different kinds of handmade bags. The bags are either shaped like fish, vegetables, or honggui cakes. In addition to the bags, the project included a large outdoor painting in the town. The painting is meant to show a dinner party in the 1960s. The town's elderly people gave artists advice on how best to illustrate the scene accurately. Thanks to the project, Xishu now has tourism too. Most importantly, The town's grannies say the project has given them purpose and enriched their lives.
Vocabulary Review.
Cultural. This country has many cultural sites to visit, from old castles to ancient villages. Elderly. The elderly people in this area like to go to the park each morning to exercise and chat. Advice. My boss gave me some advice when I asked him how to do my job better. Illustrate. The artist made drawings for the children's book to illustrate its story. Accurately. The movie accurately shows what life was like in the Middle Ages.